Hello again, and welcome to the June of 2022 Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments podcast. This is your monthly host, Marv Pikla, and I'm really looking forward to sharing a very special request message with you today. But first, I want to remind you that of a business priority that I've always had. As I've stressed to everybody listening, it is my professional consulting practice and promise to all that I work with that every product, every service will be unique and not a rerun or a duplicate of past messages or services that I've used at a previous time. This practice has served me well over the years and has really made everybody in my professional network feel extra special from my work with them, that it was only exclusively for them. So when I received this recent contact about using an older time, triple I time blog message from December 17th of 2016, about 4 years ago, as a topic for this month's Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments podcast, I hesitated for a little, but when I researched the topic, and the title was Reaching Back to Go Forward, Reaching Back to Go Forward, the value of talking through this message and highlighting the top 10 points I discussed several years ago, today makes a ton of sense. So here goes. And please understand that this podcast will go quite a bit longer than the typical ones, and I may fumble with my unscripted approach to getting this message out to you, but I know that you'll enjoy this learning moment. So here goes. And here is how I started it. One of the principal objectives of helping people with their professional development plans is to somehow simplify the best way forward for them. Too often, the road of self-improvement can become clouded with words of advice from colleagues and or excellent articles on leadership and or the one-day workshops that seem to make professional development sound easy, that process sound easy. Well, as you know, there is no easy answer. And what works for one professional may be way off the mark for another. So this week, I'm going to share another option that may be helpful for personal professional development. And I'm calling it Reaching Back to Go Forward. And here are my top 10 points. That first part I read right from the blog from back then. So here's my top 10, and I'll describe each one with a little more detail as was requested. Number one, first, remember you are your own economic workforce development project. Yep, you're your own business, man. Do you approach your day job, your life, your work in that fashion, that everything you are doing, work-wise and otherwise, is part of developing and as an economic business project? So think about it from the hardline side. Would you buy you? Would you invest in you as you think about that? Okay? Number two, go back in your professional history and identify when you were at your best, that you were energized and confident and invincible. What did you do best? Who were you better than all the rest of the people who were in that job? When were you at your best? You know, you got to think about those kinds of moments to figure out how to go forward, okay? Number three, dissect the time and situation to identify your sources of strength and perception that were most important. Where did you get that strength? Was it from reading magazines or self-help ideas or going to workshops? What would it be? And go back there and think and pull out those things that made you feel more professionally sound and accurate, all those kinds of things, okay? Then, number four, think about the advice you possibly offered others during that period about their way forward. All of us get our own mentoring moments, whether it's to young people, whether it's to people that come to us for help and advice. We all take a few mentoring moments. And what was it that you used to be strong in talking to them and the advice that you felt confident sharing with them? Okay? Number five, consider the products and projects and programs and services you were involved in and what areas had the most growth impact on you. Remember, the topic of this blog was reaching back to go forward. So as you think about that question, what were you involved in and what areas had the most growth impact on you? Were they innovative topics? Were they new projects? Were they research-based and where you found some cool data that helped you be better? It doesn't matter. But when you reach back to go forward, you can find some of those elements that you want to retain and bring back and maybe use again. Okay, number six, allow yourself to ignore the negative baggage your work history may have piled on you. Okay? Remember, allow yourself to ignore the negative baggage your work history may have piled on you. Think about the gossip stuff and think about how the rumor mill always seemed to be just a little bit smarter than everybody else. And yet, none of it seemed to be factual. All right, so don't carry that negative baggage going forward. Give yourself that open door policy, and only if something goes wrong or is bad can you put it in that negative column. Okay, so don't carry the old baggage with you. It gets real heavy after a while. Number seven, and this is a huge one. Assemble your transferable skills by reaching back and then going forward. Assemble your transferable skills. Today, more than ever before, your transferable skills are all the skills you have, whether it's communication, whether it's technology, whether it's innovation. It's all relevant. It is so transferable. Who would ever thought that knowing how to operate a computer well would be a critical thing in the agriculture, in the farming community? But it is. So all of those transferable skills that you may have thought are no longer important are probably even more important today than ever before. Okay, so write them down and get them together. And number eight, common sense. Don't forget the people from your past that made you. All right? There are so many people, in my instance, that helped me be better every day. You have them in your world of work and at home today. Remember how they've helped you, what they can still do to help you. And don't waste it. Always keep it valuable. Number nine, be welcoming. Be welcoming to the professional discomfort going forward may bring. And maybe relive that bring it on attitude. Okay? Because going forward, your jobs, nobody's jobs, nobody's life are going to be the same as yesterday. Today, that's even more pronounced than ever before. So bring it on. And bring the professional discomfort forward as just a growing pain. But as a result, you'll be better because of it. And number 10. Finally, when you're reaching back to go forward, don't try to be somebody else. Just be you. All right? I can't stress that enough. The harder you try to be somebody else, the worse you do. So just be yourself, but be damn good at it. All right? There are a lot of messages in this message. So please give each one some quality development attention. And maybe even partner with somebody to discuss them, with a colleague or friend, to expand the learning moments of this past blog and now this new Learning Moments podcast. And thanks for the extra time. We doubled, our time this month, but I'm glad we did, and I appreciate the request. And we'll get together again next month.